Okay, so before every Bible class, we do what's called a standard operating procedure.
在所有的这个研经课程开始的时候，我们都会用我们所谓的一个固定的模式，有一个很重要的一个固定模式。
Most native speakers of English are familiar with the phrase standard operating procedure. Even if you just say SOP as an acronym, they will understand what you mean.
对于那个西方人来讲，这个 SOP 就是所谓标准流程啊，大家都理解的。
Yeah, it's often used in military terms as well. They have an SOP, which means every time they need to do an operation, like a military operation, there's always standard things, like things which are all standard, so everybody knows what's going on.
对，就是讲到这个SOP，尤其是对那个军队来说特别的清楚，就是它是一个军事管理，就会有一个固定的标准流程。
The SOP for our Bible classes is that we need to name our sins to God according to 1 John 1:9.
而对于我们这个圣经课来讲，我们的 SOP 在一开始的时候，就是我们要用约翰一书一章九节的这个对天父认罪的这个流程。
My pastor was a military man, so during World War II he was training up pilots, and he learned a lot from the military, and he used it in his teaching. He applied that to his church.
Tim 的这个直接的这个牧师呢，就是我们常称之为上校牧师。那他原来是在二战时候的一个飞行员，就是空军的飞行员，所以他的整个训练里面非常具有那种军队里面的一个军事化的一个自我要求。
You know, we were actually in a military conflict ourselves because we're in the angelic conflict, which is a spiritual warfare, with the angels and what's going on in the devil's world.
而我们呢，其实呢，一直在强调，对于一个基督徒来讲，我们其实是天天都处在一个属灵的征战之中，所以我们其实要明白，我们其实要有一个像是一个属灵的军队一样非常好的纪律，然后也要按照一个属灵的流程来打这一场这个属灵的征战。
So it's very appropriate to take military principles and apply them to the church and to our Christian life.
所以呢，我们也因此自认是一个属灵的战将的话，我们是应该要把这个所谓这种军队的管理的自我管理的模式放进我们的教会以及我们的个人的生命中。
One part that the military life will teach you is how to be very disciplined.
而所有的这个军队都是非常有纪律的。
And my pastor in the church, he would actually say that he would teach his discipline in the church, and not just for naming the sins, but he would say at the start of many lessons, he required absolute concentration, so there'd be no talking, no unnecessary movement, and nothing that would distract other students.
而这上校牧师呢，他就完全认为啊，一个教会的生活应该是要有这种像军队一样的纪律生活，所以呢，在圣经课里面是大家是不能随意的谈笑讲话，然后呢，也是not talking,
yeah, no talking, and no unnecessary movement.
甚至不能有那种太多不必要的动作。
Yeah, and whenever he started a class, for example, if the class was scheduled to the sermon, you know, the service, if it was scheduled to start, say, at 9 o'clock in the morning, at 9 o'clock they would close the doors. Anybody that came late, they would have to, there was another room they could go to, but then they would have to watch it on the TV system or via the speakers.
像他们在那个教会里面办的课程，如果是9点钟开始的话，9点他们就会把门关起来，然后如果迟到的人就会得要进另外一个房间，不能进到直接这个教室里，然后在另外一个房间里面就经由这个电视的荧幕来参与这个课程。
Yeah, some people might say that's not fair. You know, we just came a few minutes late and then the doors are closed.
那有些人会说这样很不公平的，我们只不过是几分钟的迟到，怎么门就关起来？
But for the pastor and for the students that really wanted to study, it was very fair for them because that means that there'd be no distractions. They could completely focus.
但是对于已经在教室里的人来讲呢，这样关门对他们才是公平的，因为他们才不会被后面 进来的人打扰到，他们可以更为专注。
Yeah, but you know, we need to be focused as well, not just in the class, but in the spiritual life. So that kind of those applications help us in the spiritual life to be very focused and disciplined.
所以呢，专注跟纪律啊，其实是在我们的这个属灵生命中非常重要的一个必要条件。那我们不只是在这个Bible class 里面，这个圣经课里面，在我们平常的生活里，都应该把属灵生活的专注度跟属灵生活的纪律摆在我们的生活的必要条件中。
And when you look at many of the great believers in the Old Testament, and many of the old believers, the heroes, they were military people. They had military training and they had military experience.
其实从旧约里面，我们会看到那些非常非常很厉害很棒的这个所谓信心的伟人，那些英雄们，就是信仰上的英雄们，他们其实都有类似于军队般的这个训练，他们都是非常有纪律的。
Now we have Abraham as an example. Now he wasn't a soldier. We don't know what his training in the military was, but God used him in a military conflict.When he had to go and fight up the five kings of the north, including Chedorlaomer, who was the leading king. And he was a great king. And Abraham he took 212 men, I think it was, and he led them in a military campaign, and he was victorious.
其实就像我们以这个亚伯拉罕为例啊，亚伯拉罕虽然他的职业不是军人，但实际上他在这个旧约里面大家都读过他的故事，他是真正的还带着他的属下他的那个团队去打了仗，甚至打了一个非常精彩的，就是北方的五个王啊，他们小小200多人的一个团队居然打赢了那五个王。
And Moses and Joshua and David, for example, all great believers and all had much military experience.
然后摩西、约书亚、大卫，他们都是非常伟大的这个信徒，但更重要的是，他们也看得出来，他们就像是那种军队里面最棒的这个军人。
Okay, so this helps us to understand that we need to take on the attitude of a military soldier, of a warrior who needs to be well trained.
所以我们从这里面很清楚的看到，就是说我们作为一个属灵的一个征战者，我们所有的基督徒是要有那个就是像是所谓warrior, 就是武士般哈，就是武士般的这种专注力跟纪律性。
And one of the other great characteristics of a good soldier is they're very humble, always listening, obeying the commanding officer.
还有呢，另外就是对于一个军人哈或一个士兵，他该有的一个基本要素，就是他必须
obey the commanding officer.
他必须要能够服从他的上司。
And our commanding officer is they call him Adonai Sheboath in the Old Testament. It's the Lord of the Armies, Jesus Christ.
当然这个讲的这个上司是指的那个整个军队的将军，领头的这个大将军。那对于我们这个基督徒的这个军队而言，我们要听从的这个最大的将军就是我们的主耶稣。
Okay, and so again, you know, we need the standard operating procedure, we need to learn about those as well.
所以对于我们要学习所有成为一个基督徒该有的事情的时候，我们一定要用这种所谓标准流程，从第一个步骤就要开始。
Yeah, and that brings us back to naming our sins to God the Father as our standard operating procedure.
所以对于我们这个圣经课，好，回来就是第一件事情，就是要向我们的天父认罪，当作我们的标准流程的第一步。
Okay, so we'll do that now.Father, sir, we give thanks to you that we have this time and this opportunity to study your word.
感谢天父让我们有这个时间跟这个机会学习你的话语。
We pray that we have discipline and focus as we concentrate on the message.
我们祷告希望我们有这样的专注力跟我们的纪律，能够把我们的心专注在你所教导的话语上。
And we have a humble soul that we will learn these things with humility, knowing that you are in charge of our soul.
同时我们祷告，我们能够有那样的一个谦卑的心，让我们能够 顺服于你的教导。
That we can accept these things and make them a part of our spiritual life.
而且让我们的心可以真正的我们的心，我们的魂可以接受你的教导，而同时呢，把它运用在我们的生活中。
We give thanks in Christ's name.
感谢天父，以主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, yes, humility is a very important aspect which we need to cultivate, we need to develop.
谦卑的心是一个非常重要的一个重点，但是这是需要被培养。
One of the problems of the devil's world is that the devil likes to promote arrogance.
其实有一件事情是我们要理解的，就是在这个所谓魔鬼的世界里，他最希望的就是要让我们变得很骄傲，然后非常的这个 arrogant, 就是很固执，骄傲而固执。
Now, he was arrogant. He set himself up against God by saying that, you know, I'm the most important thing and my thinking, matters more than God's thinking.
而这种那种自我的固执里面最明显的就是撒旦在教导我们的，就是要以我们自我为中心，就随时都认为自己是最重要的。
What happens with the mobile phones these days and the apps that you have?They have these what's called algorithms, right? You know, algorithm? It's like they have on TikTok and YouTube and these social messaging, Instagram maybe. You program your phone to tell it what you like. And so whatever you like, whatever you're interested in, that's what it keeps sending you. It keeps sending you those messages according to what we call an algorithm.
我忘记这一句话的那个中文怎么讲，就是在我们现在的Facebook 这个所谓社交软体社交媒体上面哦，它其实有一个很自动的一个注意我们的行为的一个模式，好，所以它其实它发现你喜欢什么了，它就会一直把你喜欢的东西送给你看，好像是一种什么计算模式，是一种 AI 的计算。
So basically, they get to learn what your habits are, what you like and what you don't like.
所以它基本上就是能够发现你的对演算法，它是用一种演算法去计算你会喜欢什么。
And this sets up what they call an echo chamber. Echo is like where the sound keeps coming back to you, right? So you're in this chamber where you're only hearing or only seeing the things that you like.
有另外一个说法，就是所谓的那个回音系统，讲出去的话它就会弹回来嘛，所以你永远都会一直看得到的是你喜欢的东西，好，那你不喜欢的东西基本上你就永远看不到，好，就会变成自己跟自己相濡以沫。
One of the big problems in society that we've seen, I'm not sure how big it is in Taiwan at the moment, but the transgender movementThe girls want to become boys and boys want to become girls. That's a big, big problem in Western nations at the moment.
在亚洲可能还没有那么明显哦，但是在西方现在就是把男生变女生，女生变男生的这个运动非常的热门。
They're actually teaching this in schools in America and England and places like that now that children, we're talking about 8 or 9 year olds,they've been taught by people coming into the classroom, these pro-transgenders, that they can change their sex if they want to.
在西方现在呢，会教育里面呢，会让那些变性人来到学校里，对那种八九岁的小学孩子们，告诉他们说，你如果想你是男生，你想要变成女生，就可以变成女生，就是经由手术，他们就去。传达这种意识形态，就是说只要你想当男的当女的，你都可以自己决定。
A lot of the kids are on their mobile phones and they have hookups to TikTok and stuff like that, so they will type in transgender and all of a sudden on their algorithm now they're getting all this information coming in regularly about transgenders and how it's okay, it's fine, and that's what their phone is programmed to send them.
而且呢，如果这个人呢，他在他的手机上面打了一个变性的这个字之后呢，所有跟变性有关的讯息跟这个宣传啊，就会自动的一直来发到你这边来。
That's just one example. So whatever your tendency and the sin nature is, whatever trends are coming through, whatever you get involved in, that comes back even more and more, and it reinforces your idea that you are right because you have all these people supporting your idea.
所以现在的 social media 就变成它有一个能力靠这个演算法的。如果我们人有一个什么样的罪性，然后你去往那个上面去寻找这个相关的那个你想要犯罪的方向的东西的时候，它就会一直会经由这个演算法知道了你有这样子的这个倾向，它就会一直送这方面的讯息，到后来都会觉得那个罪好像是很自然，就该怎么样去往下做。
That's why social media, and especially things like TikTok and those YouTube things, are very dangerous, especially for little children, because they don't have that filter, to tell them what's right and what's wrong, and unless the parents are teaching them, of course.
所以呢，像这些社交媒体就变得非常非常的可怕，因为它就会一直灌输你错误的讯息，尤其是孩子们，他自己并没有判断的标准，所以他也没有一个滤水器可以把这些错误的讯息给过滤的话，它就会变成很快的就会走入歧途。
Yeah, this is all part of the devil system.
这都是魔鬼的系统。
And of course, technology can be a great thing. Like we're using it now to be able to transmit our classes, even overseas through the Zoom and, you know, through the software that we have. But depending on how you use it, it's very dangerous. And Satan uses these kind of systems.To reinforce arrogance.
所以呢，撒旦基本上就在利用这种系统。这种系统其实是无远弗届的，你全世界都可以通的。然后他撒旦就用这个系统呢，来把他想要去推广的这些错误的、罪性的、原本有的一些非常罪恶型的一些行为，变成是大家认为就是推广成大家都认为是很自然。
That's why we need to be humble before God. We need to be objective, which means we need to listen to Him and accept that we don't know anything. God has all the answers. And then we build up a system of thinking in our minds according to God's way of thinking.
所以我们现在呢，在这个21世纪的基督徒变成要非常更为比过去的更为谦卑的来到神的面前，要真的承认我们自己什么都不懂。我们唯有把神的标准，神在告诉我们的这些对与错，当作一个标准，在从圣经的话语里面去真正的谦卑的学习，我们怎么样来明辨是非。
And through being humble and obeying the command to study God's word, we can learn, for example, about the roles and responsibilities of Christians in the church age.
而且呢，在这样的谦卑之下呢，我们才有机会真正的了解对于一个基督徒，神是如何的告诉我们的角色跟行为的标准。
And through these things, we develop our Christian integrity, which is the subject of our conference.
也就是在这样的一个背景之下，我们才能够逐渐的把我们的所谓基督徒的品格塑造出来。这也就是我们今天在继续要讲的。
But if you don't have humility, if you're arrogant and you're always thinking that you are right and what you're doing is okay, you can do what you want to do, if that's your attitude, it's impossible to grow spiritually.
所以如果我们没有谦卑的心态，而又有一个固执的个性的话，基本上我们是没有办法在属灵的生命中成长。
But we've been humble here, I guess. You know, we're coming to Bible class, so that's a good step. You know, we're obeying that command where God says, grow in grace and grow in knowledge of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们今天会来到这个课堂的人，其实都是已经带着谦卑的心，我们愿意服从神所教导的。那这样我们才有逐渐的能够长成更有耶稣神的形象。
In our last class, we were just talking about, we're finishing off talking about the responsibilities that we had.
所以我们上一堂课呢，有把我们作为一个基督徒该有的责任谈完了。
Now, this is not a comprehensive list. I mean, it means it's not complete. There are other things, but these are some of the main things that God expects from us.
荧幕上的这一二三四五点呢，并不是全部一个基督徒的被期，就说神所期待我们基督徒该有的，不只是这五点，但是这五点应该是最主要的、重要的五点。
For example, we're a priest, we're an ambassador, we're an adopted son of God, a bride of Christ, and we have to take care of the word of God as caretakers.
这五点呢，包括呢，我们是要清清楚楚知道，我们其实就是神的祭司啊，对教会时期的人的基督徒来讲，我们是祭司，我们是基督的大使，我们是基督的使者，我们呢是神的儿子，但是我们是经由耶稣基督来成为神的儿子的，所以我们也不是生来就是神的儿子，我们是经过认识、接受、信仰了耶稣基督之后，我们才成为神的儿子。所以我们可以有一个说法，就是是经由法定的合约后，我们成为神的儿子的。所以我们有点这边讲成是神的养子。第四个是作为基督的新娘，我们在教会时期的所有基督徒是基督的新娘。同时第五个是我们是圣经正典的守护者，也就是说现在的这66卷圣经，一个字不能多，一个字不能少，这是真正的圣经的正典，我们将要成为圣经正典的守护者。
And these are what we could call advantages. Now, these are privileges that we have in the church age, which were not given to the Old Testament believers.
而以上的这五个点呢，都是新约后的基督徒，也就是所谓的教会时期出生的基督徒，好才有的特权。好，在旧约时代的那些基督徒们是没有的。
And as part of what we have here is called a protocol system. So it's a system designed by God, and we say it's protocol, which usually emphasizes a system that's been in place for a long, long time, and it's absolute. It doesn't change, and it has obviously a very noble cause, a very high cause.
这个第一个项目里面说呢，这其实是有一点像是将这个天堂的这个一种系统哈，拿到地球上，拿到现在这个世界上来运用。那所谓的这个protocol 这个词呢，就有一点像是，它比较像是一个。
We tend to think of protocol as being part of an established system, like a royal family, or royal heritage, a military system, something that's been around for a very long time, usually.
有一点像比如说在皇室里面的那些有一些仪轨、哦、比较像仪轨这个词，对不对，皇室的仪轨，就他会有一个做所有事情都要有个程序。
And some people don't like this sort of the system concept, because again, if you want to be an individual with freedom, when I say freedom, I mean like you want to be free from a system, you want to do what you want to do, you don't like systems.
很多人呢是非常讨厌系统化的一个规矩啊，那这些规矩呢就会让他觉得好像自己没有了自由。
Now it comes back to the arrogance thing that Satan likes to promote, because he wants people to be a free spirit or have this attitude that they can do what they want to do, which obviously means they will rebel against God, and in doing so, they've joined Satan's army.
所以呢，撒旦呢，其实经常在推销刚才这种说法，就是啊，你要有这个自由意志，你要很自由，不要被任何的规矩给束缚了。所以他其实是非常鼓励人们去违背神对我们的教导。
The ironic thing is, what people don't really see is that the spiritual life is all about freedom.
但是呢，有趣的事情就是呢，我们在谈整个基督教的这些仪轨程序什么的时候，其实我们又在说，越是信仰得力的人，他越自由。
And Jesus said, "You will know the truth," and that's a command. Really, it's written sort of in a command type form. You must know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
而耶稣基督就教导我们说呢，你必须要知道真理。为什么呢？因为真理可以让我们得自由。
That's John 8:32. He was speaking to his disciples, encouraging them that you must know truth, you must learn doctrine.
在约翰福音的8章32节里面，他耶稣就很清楚地跟他的门徒说，你们一定要认真读圣经，因为这些真理，圣经里的真理可以让你得自由。
And just to go back to the example about how, you know, there's people coming to schools and teaching transgenderism to schools, and they're saying to the little boys and girls, you can be what you want to be.
就像刚刚提到的这个例子啊，就是那些所谓变性人跑到学校里面要去这个宣传，任何的男男女女都可以选择自己将来到底要是哪一种性别的这种概念。
Or you want to be gay, or you want to be lesbian, or you want to be, what do they call it? Like, what's it when they have no gender identity? There's special words, you know, the LGBT. They say, you can do whatever you want. Don't listen to what society is trying to tell you.
因为他们就一直在宣传的，包括哦，你想要变成同性恋的男生、同性恋的女生，啊、哦，或者是所谓的双性恋什么的，就是任何一种性别，全都是自由的这种概念。
And so now these children are being encouraged to follow the sexual perversions of their sin nature.
所以呢，这些孩子们呢，在不了解的状况下，他们就被宣导的要他们去变成是非常在性上面的混乱跟自由。
Yeah, so they're actually becoming more and more enslaved to the sin nature, to the trends of the sin nature.
所以他们就变成越来越受到他们自己的罪性。在性方面的这个罪哈，所控制。
Yeah, a lot of these people are actually very depressed, and many teenagers now the suicide rates have increased more and more, especially against like transgender kids.
而这些孩子们，他们在性上面自我认同越来越混乱之后呢，其实后来这些孩子们的这个自杀率就越来越高，而且最严重的都是那些变性的孩子。
So we need to understand that in God's system, there is actually a lot of freedom because, again, we're free from the sin nature and the devil's world, and we can understand how to make good decisions which make us happy.
我们其实要理解神送给我们的自由意志的这个主权啊，让我们做所有的决定，本来是要给我们更快乐的人生。
If you're a new Christian, for example, you go to a church and you learn the commandments of God, and God says, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. And it can sound very narrow, I guess. It seems like you're being restricted.
我们其实要理解啊，神教导我们说，啊，这个不要做，那个不要做，好，让你好像觉得你的人生的选择非变得狭窄。
But if you pick up the correct motivation,you need to develop your love for God, and then you obey God and these rules. It's not restricting anymore. You become willing to do those things because of the love that you have for God.
但实际上神呢，教导我们爱，无论是他给我们的爱，或者是我们回应的爱，还有一个顺服。当我们建立了这个对神的爱与顺服之后呢，我们其实会有一个非常强烈的一个动机，会让你愿意去做神所喜悦的事。
But it takes a long time to develop that love for God.
但是呢，你要真正的建立你对神的爱，其实是要花时间的。
But until you do develop the love for God, you're not really going to be correctly motivated.You know, you can change your behavior and you can change your thinking, but it's not going to be with the correct motivation. So you want to obey God, but it takes a long time to develop a love for God. Even though he obeys God, it's not really he wants, he's reluctant. Because you still enjoy the things of the sin nature. You're always going back between you obey God, then you obey the sin nature. You obey God, you obey the sin nature.
但是我们要知道，当我们在这个属灵的这一条属灵生命成长的过程中，到我们完全的建立了对神的完整的爱跟顺服的之前，我们实际上常常是有的时候顺服于神，有的时候呢就顺服了我们的罪性，所以我们常常是来来去去于符合神的心意跟符合撒旦的心意等这两条线中间跑来跑去的。
Yeah, I mean, even for a new Christian, most Christians will understand what is wrong. It doesn't take long to learn about what God likes and what he doesn't like.
其实对于我们基督徒来说，我们很快其实就学会了神是喜欢这个还是喜欢那个，这个并不花时间我们就会理解。
What that means is probably 90% of the sins that you do, even if you've only been a believer for 1 or 2 years, most of the sins you do, you know they're sins, but you still do them.
其实很多事情哦，当我们想要做一些不好的事情的时候，大概 90% 的事情我们都其实知道这是不讨神喜悦的，是不好的事情，我们其实马上是能判断的。
And the reason is you love your sins more than you love God.
那你为什么还做呢？因为实际上你比较喜欢你自己的罪性，胜于爱神。
And you have to admit that to yourself. When you do your sins, you have to admit, I'm doing this because I like it.
你必须要这承认啊，你就会去做一些坏事或做一些不好的行为，其实你真的是因为你就是喜欢做啊，你是顺着你的性子做的、啊。
Really, you should admit that to God. When you name your sins, for example, you say, God, I got drunk. And you say, God, I got drunk because I like being drunk. I like getting drunk.
所以你必须要去跟神承认这个罪。你要告诉神说，啊，我喝醉了，因为我其实蛮喜欢喝醉的。你要真正的认清这是你的罪性。
Or you stole some money from your boss or a customer, and you say, God, I stole some money, but it's because I love money.
然后呢，你如果这个偷了公司的钱，或者是偷了你的客户的钱，那你也要知道说你真的是很爱钱，你要跟神去坦白你真正的状态。
Yeah, so you, really what you're doing as well is you're obeying your sin nature. So you're disobeying God and you're obeying your sin nature. Your sin nature says, come on, let's go have some fun. So you obey your sin nature.
所以其实在那种你做了那个坏的选择、罪的选择的时候，其实就是你去服从了你的罪性，而没有要去服从神所教导的。
Your neighbor, your friend at work says, come on, let's gossip about this person. So yeah, you like gossiping.So after you've gossiped, and you have to admit to God, God, I love gossiping, teach me to stop. You can say something like that, you know, please teach me to stop.
所以呢，你如果很常常在跟朋友们八卦别人的事情，你也要跟神去承认，神啊，我真的是爱八卦，求你教我不要八卦。就是很多的这种祷告的认罪的过程中，你其实是明确的知道自己服从了罪性，所以你要求神断绝你服从罪性的这个状态。
You have to remember that one way that God helps us to stop our sins is through discipline. So if you pray to God, you know, help me stop, well, he can give you a Bible lesson, he'll give you a Bible class to help you stop. But if you're not changing your thinking, he can make it hurt. He has to make it hurt. That's called discipline, that's teaching.
神呢，或许会提供我们圣经课程，让我们在课程中真正的理解我们其实那些事情真的不该做的一些，就是让你会有一个动机，会真的会断绝那些坏事。但是如果你还是继续的去做了这个事情，你知道吗？总是神还是为了帮助你，他还是会要来责管束你，还是会有一些管教在里面。
Because you didn't love God enough, God needs to give you some other kind of motivation. And that motivation is pain. The suffering that you have is the motivation for you to stop your sins because you don't love God enough yet.
所以呢，你要知道，当我们做了错误的选择，做了坏事，服从了我们的罪性的时候，神为了帮助我们，他就会给我们管教。那这些管教都会让你痛的，因为只有痛的管教，你才会有效。所以这个时候呢，你就会理解神其实当我们做了坏的选择，我们做了错误的事情的时候，我们真的会要承担一些事件的后果，那些后果都是神的管教。
Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 14 verse 15, he said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments.
14:15
Yeah.
约翰福音14章15节说，如果你爱我，你就要顺服于我的命令。
Yeah. And if you know his commands, but you're not obeying the commands, that can only mean one thing. And that is that you don't love God.
所以呢，你知道这个命令，而你却没有顺服于这个命令，其实重点是在于你其实不爱神。
So don't go saying you love God if you keep continuing in your sins.
所以你不要说你是爱神的，如果你是一直在重新犯那些罪的话，你怎么能够说你是爱神的？
What you should be doing is saying, I love my sin nature.
你其实应该是要承认你是爱你的罪性。
That's what we had, was it last month? Was it gay month? Gay pride, they have gay pride month. And all the gay pride people with the big rainbows, and they walk down the street and they say, we love our sin nature, we love being gay.
They really say that?
No, that's what they're announcing, we love our sins. See, they won't say it's a sin, they think it's natural to be gay, but they're proud of their sins.
所以呢，他说那些同性恋游行的时候拿着这个彩那种六彩虹在游行的人，他们其实就是在拿举高，等于是在高举的牌子说啊、哦，我爱我的罪性，我爱我的罪性。
Yeah, or every October in Germany they have what's called the Oktoberfest. You might have heard about that, right? And everyone gets drunk for a whole month. They're like celebrating the sin of drunkenness as an official. It's like a national sin.
In October.
In Germany, yeah, in October they call it Oktoberfest.
Really?
Yeah. It's been going for hundreds of years, I think. So it's devoted to just drinking beer and getting drunk, really.
就像德国十月份呢，有一个他们的所谓的喝醉月，就是那一整个月呢，大家都天天喝醉。
Right. So these people are sort of proud of their sins.
所以这些事情都很明显的是让这个人看见说，这些人是对于他们的罪性是非常骄傲的。
Yeah. Now for Christians, you know, we're proud of our God and we're proud of our faith, and like every Sunday we celebrate, we go to church and we sing songs to God.
而我们基督徒呢，则是我们是为荣耀我们的神而觉得骄傲，所以我们礼拜天到教会去，我们在高声的高唱，我们爱神，我们荣耀神。
Actually, we should be doing that every day, of course, but Sunday is the day that Christians devote usually to going to church and we sing songs of worship.
其实这样的事情我们应该每天做，我们每天都要以敬拜来成为我们生活的主体。但是我们当然礼拜天是更重要的日子。
And a lot of Christians, they sing songs, for example, we love God.
很多的基督徒唱歌在高唱着我们爱神。
It's very easy to sing that you love God, but to obey Him is very different.
但是唱爱神是那么容易，可是真正要顺服于神却是难的。
Okay, and that requires humility. And of course, again, you need to develop that love, and that becomes the true motivation for stopping your sins.
所以，但是我们必须要真正的建造我们对神的爱，因为那个爱必须大到可以让我们非常非常的愿意去顺服于神，把爱神当作我们顺服于神的动机。这才是足够的爱。
And again, we learn through that, or we learn about that through this system, this protocol system.
而我们学这个呢，就是我们在学的这个所谓的 protocol system, 就是它的仪轨或者是一个规矩的一个系统。
Okay, now we have the next line here. It says the protocol system can be divided into 8 categories, which is the basis of the study.
而这个所谓的规矩系统就是可以被分为八大类，这就是我们整个要研究的基础。
You know, different pastors might have a different way of teaching about spiritual growth.
不同的牧师他会和牧者他有不同的教导属灵成长的方法。
Okay, and there's no real right way or wrong way, but obviously it has to be based on doctrine, it has to be based on the truth. The pastor has to have a clear goal. He needs to be explaining about the angelic conflict. He needs to be teaching about God's love. We should know about rebound, of course, and things like that. That's part of the system.
不论是哪一种牧者的教导，他绝对呢都必须要有一个系统性的让我们理解到，好，这个我们需要爱神，我们需要服从神，我们需要谦卑于神，等等的这些，完全是根据圣经的教义而来的这个教导。
Yeah, and don't forget about the angelic conflict as well. That's really important. The pastor needs to understand and teach about the angelic conflict.
而且所有的教导里面一定要教的是属灵征战， 要让我们基督徒理解，我们天天每一刻都在属灵征战中做选择。
Because remember God's purpose, the original purpose for him creating Adam and Eve in the garden was to be witnesses in the angelic appeal trial.
因为我们必须要理解，神之所以创造亚当跟夏娃，也就是创造人，他的目的是什么？他的目的实际上就是要人作为天堂法庭的见证人。
Yeah, and they failed, of course, so we get to be the witnesses.
而很明显的，亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园里面是失败了，他们没有成功的成为天堂法庭的神的见证人，所以才会有后面的我们的子子，这些亚当夏娃的子子孙孙的出现。
And if we don't understand that as our purpose in life, then it's impossible to achieve that goal.
如果我们这些亚当夏娃的子孙们不理解我们人类被创造的目的，我们就一样会从这个神创造我们人类的目的中失败。
Yeah, and yeah, because Satan is the enemy of God, and Satan has his system. We've talked many times about that cosmic system. And that's why, you know, we need to understand Satan's system, and then we need to develop God's system in our souls so we can understand how the two are at war with each other, really.
所以这个天堂法庭基本上就是神与撒旦的一个辩论。那他们就是神创造了他在教导我们的这个所谓的规矩系统，就是一个律，神的真理的律。而撒旦呢，却在世界上他创造了另外一个所谓的世界的价值观，他让他成为另外一个系统。那所以我们其实人就是站在中间，是要选择撒旦的系统，还是要选择神上帝给我们的系统。
That's right. And remember that Satan's system, in many ways, it can be very opposite to God's system, but there's many things in that system which are very, very similar as well, which Satan uses to deceive you in thinking it's the right thing because it's what God wants, but it's not.
但是呢，这个撒旦所创造的这个价值系统跟神所创造的这个系统，其实很多地方虽然看起来很明显的是有差别，但也有非常多地方是非常相近的。所以会让你，就是撒旦为什么要创造这样，让你去误以为你做的是对的，就是因为他想要来欺骗我。
One thing that Satan's system cannot provide for us is divine power, and God gives us His divine power in His system.
唯一的这个撒旦他的系统里面没办法给我们的，就是神所创造的这个系统里面的那个神圣的能力。
And that's what we had in Romans 1:4. It talks about this. We have this word en dunamis, which means in the power, in the sphere of God's power.
那在罗马书的一章四节里面呢，有特别提到，就是说呢，神的这个神圣的这个力量呢，就好像是一个动态球一样，一个动力球一样。这是所谓上帝的能量的系统。
Now it's coming up to 8 o'clock, so what we'll do, we'll have a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and we'll carry on with talking about God's divine system.
好，我们现在休息十分钟，回来的时候我们再继续再谈这个神的神圣的动态系统。